Please, Ambassador.
Thank you, Mr. President. Montenegro aligns itself with the EU statement. Montenegro extends its deepest sympathies and solidarity with the Afghan people following the deadliest earthquake that hit Afghanistan in two decades. Montenegro supports the convening of an urgent debate as it raises pressing issues of growing erosion of respect for the protection and enjoyment of human rights and freedoms of women and girls in Afghanistan by the Taliban. The severity of the situation on the ground is clearly depicted by the recent High Commissioner's statement. I quote, "What we are witnessing today in Afghanistan is the institutionalized systemic oppression of women," end of quote. As a country that together with its allies and partners has invested substantial efforts to bring peace, stability, democracy, and respect for human rights in Afghanistan, Montenegro is deeply concerned at the continued prevalence of violence and discrimination against women and girls in Afghanistan in various forms and manifestations, including sexual and gender-based. This relates in particular to the imposition of increasingly restrictive measures that severely limit the right of women and girls to freedom of movement, the right to education, their access to health care, and their full, equal, and meaningful participation in work and public life. We recall that Afghanistan must comply with its obligation under international human rights law and urgently take steps to lift all restrictions and discriminatory policies imposed on women and girls, especially with regard to their access to inclusive and quality education, but also in respect of their rights to actively and equally participate in all aspects of civic, economic, political, and public life. We also call for the restoration of the Independent Human Rights Commission in Afghanistan or for the establishment of a similar independent national mechanism that will provide substantial support to Afghans facing human rights violations. Finally, we reiterate the importance of Afghanistan's full cooperation with the Council and its mechanism, as well as the OHCHR and UNAMA. I thank you.